Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Seems a bit funny to say prepare your eyes when this is a radio segment, but I'm sure that's been remarked on before.
I'm sure everyone just imagines what I look like. I'm still a mystery, I think, which is quite fun.
Have we? Oh, look, we've posted photos of you before.
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
Just go like the Facebook page, guys.
Yeah. You got to go check out the Facebook page.
What is happening, Sam, right now?
Sam's beaming face.
I'm just promoting myself and the show and our social media. So today we're talking about Hunters, the new show from Amazon Prime Video starring Al Pacino and Logan Lerman.
How can Amazon Prime afford Al Pacino? But then I thought about what I was going to say and I stopped. Amazon's one of the richest companies in the world, isn't
it? They can afford anything they want.
Sick. Good. Yeah. Continue.
And Al Pacino's made the jump to the silver screen, which is his first ever proper TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's never been in a TV show before.
Well, he's always been like a screen actor as opposed to a TV actor, and now he's doing that thing. You know how everyone is now going into TV?
I was going to say, there's a few people. Because has Jordan Peele done... this might be a stupid question.
Yes, he's originally a TV comedian.
Yeah. He was on Comedy Central and stuff back in the day.
I see.
He had the Key and Peele show.
Yes. So he was known for being a TV comedian before he became an Oscar-winning filmmaker.
Mm. Yeah, and he's
returning to his roots.
Yeah, well, he's directing, he's executive producing and directing now, as opposed to just starring and stuff. Mm. So like, he just did Invisible Woman, which I need to go see because that's
The Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man. Sorry, yeah. I got my Marvel and my
which sounds from what I've heard
terrifying.
Really, really good, but quite scary. Yeah,
I love a bit of spook.
I watched the trailer and it freaked me out for an entire 3 hours.
Gotta love Elizabeth Moss, though. She's excellent.
But that's not
Miss Scientology
about.
Of the world.
I'm going to pray.
She is. Oh, that sucks.
I know. Anyway, so Jordan Peele executive produces the show Hunters. And it's a show about, set in 1977 Harlem, where there's an underground sect of Nazis that have been living in America. And then a group of Nazi hunters led by Al Pacino's character, Maya Offerman, goes to... find them and kill them and torture them.
So he's playing a Jewish Nazi hunter.
Yes, he's playing a Jewish Nazi hunter who was in the concentration camps because it's that kind of right amount of time between them. So there's a bunch of characters that were in the camps, a bunch of characters that are descended from people that were in the camps. And it's really cool. it's really fun and really dark, which shouldn't mesh together, but it really does. There's some really cool things they do with Logan Lerman's character who... falls into this because his grandma was part of the Nazi hunting crew before she gets murdered. And then when she gets murdered, Logan's character Jonah kind of comes into the fold. And he is obviously that narrator who is uncomfortable and has no idea what's going on and is falling into it. And he plays the audience, you know, the audience follows his story and gets to know everyone through him. And the thing I like about his character is he doesn't like instantly become this like hero of the story. He takes like 3 or 4 episodes to actually like even want to be involved. And he like really...
interesting.
He originally, when his grandma dies, he's full of like wanting revenge and this kind of stuff. And then he kind of like realizes that maybe this isn't for him. And it's this really cool thing where...
Can't do it for the wrong reasons. Has to do it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Well, there's always... he's a comic book nerd in the show, of course, because everyone in 1970s was. And he's always like, am I Batman or am I Robin? And it's this whole thing. And he's just so cute. And he finally, I don't know, his arc is really cool. And his connection to his heritage is really cool. This is the first show where I've seen Jewish families or Jewish relationships and like the whole Jewish culture actually played out on screen in a really irreverent way. You can tell that people that wrote the show really care about their Jewish heritage and the legacy of Nazi Germany and what that means for people living in America after that. And it's quite beautiful. There's a scene about halfway through where there is a Jewish wedding, and I've never seen that on screen before, apart from as a joke.
I don't think I have either.
Right.
And I really liked it. I was like, this is really cool. And you can see Logan's character connecting with his Jewish heritage, and it's just like, this is a really sweet thing. But aside from that, the actual Nazi hunting part of it is really, really cool. There's this whole ensemble cast, of like 6 or 7 characters. The guy from How I Met Your Mother, the main character Ted, is in it.
Really?
He's playing a Jewish movie star named Lonnie Flash, and he's like this
great
big
name.
Sleazeball. And then like there's this nun who I can't remember her real name, but she's a nun who's like a weapons expert from MI6, and she's like British and she's like really badass. And the whole ensemble cast is then going against this ensemble cast in the background of these Nazi hunters that you, or these Nazis that you can see, but they don't know about yet. So you've got two sides that you can kind of see.
So you sing both in tandem?
Yeah. And, wow. And then there's this whole plan for a Fourth Reich that's coming up. And it's just, it's all on. I've seen it's six episodes.
In the States. So basically they're trying to thwart expat Nazis trying to bring that stuff to the US, is
yeah.
that correct?
Yeah.
In the 70s, wow.
Yeah, and it reveals stuff about the US government that I won't get into because it's a big spoiler, but there's some really cool ways in which they get the Nazis into America, and there's this really cool way of telling the Nazi story without just being like, they're super evil. It's like, yeah, okay.
Right.
You know, and you know, and it's really good because obviously we're living in a time in, like right now mm-hmm. where anti-Semitism is, you know,
yeah.
rife, and white supremacy is rife, even in, you know, New Zealand. And it's kind of good to, well, it's not good, but it's good the show's around to remind people that Nazis were bad.
It's interesting to unpack it in a TV show.
Yeah.
Like that's definitely a premise that I would never pick or think would be made into a huge TV show with big spending actresses
yeah.
and actors.
And I mean, it's one of those things, like, it's such a sensitive topic, and the show did get some criticism because it kind of fantasizes or glorifies like real historical events, and like that is a fair criticism, I reckon, because obviously there are people that deny that the Holocaust even happened and that kind of stuff. So any retelling of the stories or any telling of a fantastical element of the story is going to get criticism, and like rightly so, because it's such a sensitive topic. But the show itself is super, super cool, and I really enjoyed it. I'm six episodes in. There's 10 episodes. They're all at least an hour long, like at least 60 minutes long, which is like
at
a
least.
Big chunk of time. Yeah. But
it is kind of golden age of television length, though, huh? All
yeah.
the HBO, Amazon Prime stuff coming out is a chunky hour.
The first
without ads.
The first episode is an hour and a half without ads. And
feature,
I was like,
really? Feature length.
That's, I mean, that's borders on a film, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've
what
watched.
What do you mean by feature length?
Yeah.
I've watched animated films shorter than that, and I'm like, okay. But luckily, the show is that bomb that you can kind of sit through it and you're happy to watch it. I am hoping to finish it this week. It's a big ask, though.
Yeah. It's a lot of time. A
lot of time to spend. I mean, that's well over like 11 hours, maybe even 12.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there seems,
I'm keen to watch it.
There seems
good.
To be a lot of media at the moment with a lot of money behind it. Referencing the Third Reich, like you have things like Jojo Rabbit, which are talking about
yeah.
Nazis and fear of the other, this talking about fear of the other with specificity to Nazis, and then you see it in a lot of our superhero TV as well.
Mm.
Like, do you think it's just because we're seeing a lot of that in the real world, the fear of the other and the rise of politics, which is not very nice to people that are different to us?
I mean, I think artists have to tell their point of view in the only way they can, and if I was a Jewish person, if I was someone that, like, you know, let's be honest, I'm white, like I'm not at risk of being hurt by any Nazis apart from the fact that I'm gay, but like if that's your story to tell, you need to like remind people that this is a bad thing, you need to tell people that this is bad, so you're going to write the stories that are passionate to you and timely, because that's what's happening right now. Like if you're seeing Nazi protesters on the streets in your own hometown, you're going to write a story about how Nazis are bad, because
right.
that's all you can think about, right?
Right. Or don't you remember in history, this is what happened, guys? Can
yeah.
we not?
And also perhaps in a time where people are more likely to engage with it in a more educational way than perhaps earlier.
And I think like the best way to do it is through TV, because you know there were kids at my high school like drawing swastikas on, you know, the side of their tests and being like, oh, it's
they
funny.
Thought it was naughty. Or,
yeah. Mm. And it's like, no, this is so deep in history, and there's so much more that you should unpack. And like, if you can't hear the stats from World War II and be a bit shocked, then it's kind of whack. But the thing is, with history, it becomes longer and you keep forgetting, and people repeat history and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So this is important for... it is important for people to write these shows and have them come back. And it's a good, enjoyable show. And hopefully kids are... I mean, not kids, but people are going to watch it and have a good time and remember that Nazis are a bad thing.
Wow.
And the show does that great thing where it's like... Are you a monster if you hunt down monsters? Or when do you
right.
become a monster? And I'm like, okay, that's a bit cliched. But they do it in a nice way. So I'm happy about that. And Al Pacino is so bomb. Like, and he's so Jewish. It's so great. Like, hearing L'Chaim, like, said by Al Pacino is just so fun.
Well,
I'm super keen to watch this.
Regardless of where you stand on kind of, what do we call it? Historical fantasy? Taking things
history.
That actually happened in the past and inserting them within a fictional narrative.
Yeah.
How about you have a watch of Hunters and then text in same time next week and let us know what you reckon.
We'll respond. Thanks, guys.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.